this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hello there, modern man. In this episode, we're going to talk about ED remedy that you can do at home for your ED. Stay tuned to find out because I'm going to give you everything you need to know how to do it at home. But first, before we start, let's get the definition of ED. What is ED? ED is defined as the inability to get an erection firm enough for sexual intercourse or sexual satisfaction activity. Now, what that means is that it will involve either unable to get an erection or you're able to get an erection, but you're not able to last enough or maintain enough firmness for sexual activity. So that's number one. So what are some remedies that you can do at home once you know you have ED? And I say start that if your ED has been going on for a month, and it's been consistent, whether you're with a partner or without a partner, then you need to do something about it because the earlier you start, the better you're going to be. What are the things you can do? Number one is exercise. Studies have shown that 30 minutes of walking 3 to 5 times a week is actually even better than Viagra, and it actually can reverse ED by 41%. Just plain old walking. I'm not saying do triathlon or do running for 3 miles. It's 30 minutes of physical activity. Now, that can be walking outside, walking up and down the stairs, or being on the treadmill, as long as you're active on a consistent basis. So just 30 minutes. Number one is exercise. Number two is diet. I recommend the Mediterranean diet, a diet full of fruits and vegetables and lean meats such as chicken and fish, and not as much red meat, because Mediterranean diet is an inflammatory diet and it helps with inflammation. If you reduce inflammation, then improve blood flow. Check out my video right here where I talk about the Mediterranean diet, and check the link here where I actually give you access to the Mediterranean diet. So you don't even have to look it up. Check out this link right here. Now, if you find this useful, it would mean the world to me if you subscribe to the channel. And the next thing I want to talk about is that if you're struggling with ED and you tried everything out there and you really want to get rid of it, then there's a link right here to see if you want to come in and we can talk about how we can reverse your ED. I've treated over 7,000 men with our Get Hard system, which works at the root cause of ED. Let's get back to number three. Number three is doing Kegel exercise. What is Kegel exercise? Watch this video right here where I talk more in depth about it. But essentially, you're trying to contract these muscles that are between your anus and your scrotum. And these are the muscles here. They are the ischiocavernosus and the bulbospongiosum. What they do is that they help maintain your erection by keeping the blood inside the penis. And they also responsible for orgasm and ejaculation. So check out this video for more in-depth information on how to do this. You want to do Kegel about 20 reps, about 2 to 3 times a day is optimal. So number four, the testicle massage. Here's my little motto here. So the Taoists, actually, one of their principles is maintaining sexual vitality and qi, is they encourage doing testicle massage. So how you do testicle massage is just using your 2 fingers and your thumb just to rub the testicles around like this, and then rub it up and down and kind of pull it just a little bit. And one hand on each side, do it for 2 minutes. By doing this, you're stimulating more testosterone production in the testicle. You're also gathering the testosterone that are leaking out of the testicle into the scrotal sac to go back into the bloodstream. again, and you're also keeping it healthy, bringing in more blood flow to the testicle. The testicle is essential for a man's vitality. Number five is my favorite, which is doing the penis pump. I recommend that you do the penis pump if you have ED at least 3 times a week or every day. And you want to lubricate right here, push it against the pubic bone. You can do this sitting or standing. And then you want to pump it up. You can get erection within a few minutes. And you don't want to go more than 10 millimeter of mercury. Most men get result at around 5. Keep the erection in the cylinder for about 10 minutes and then deflate. So penis pump is number 5. And then number 6 is sleep. Very, very important that you sleep 7 hours at that nighttime or daytime. Because when you sleep is when your body makes more testosterone, when your body heals physically and also mentally. And the other important thing, honorable mention, is that stop smoking. If you smoke, might as well say goodbye to your erection. And really moderate your alcohol, 14 drinks a week or so. And also, really, if you're watching porn, you should probably stop that. And I'd rather that you read erotic books or listen to erotic books and use your imagination as well. So these are the things that you can do at home right now if you have ED, and these are home remedies. But I also encourage you to also check this video here on the penis pump, and also go see a doctor, get your blood work, because oftentimes the causes of ED is either high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, and also heart disease. So go see the doctor and get blood work, and you can easily assess for blood sugar, cholesterol, kidney function, liver function. See how your body's doing overall. I can't tell you how many times I see men for ED, and then we do blood work, it shows that they're a diabetic. And many men don't get blood work for many, many years. So blood work is easily accessible. It's covered by your insurance. Go get it done. And if you have to pay cash for it, it's not that expensive. You can pay reasonable prices at the lab. So having said that, I want to give you some tools that you can do at home for erectile dysfunction. And I'm not even talking about taking some supplements yet, but I do recommend that you take nitric oxide. So nitric oxide complement what I just said, because nitric oxide, when you take it in this form, it goes straight to your bloodstream to become nitric oxide. Check it out right here at our supplement store at ED No More. And then also the Libido Plus is also a testosterone booster that will boost your testosterone level and healthy vitality, because you need your testosterone, because the penis muscle needs testosterone in order for it to have some good rigid erection. So I hope you enjoy this brief video, natural home remedies that you can do at home. And just know that you do not have to suffer in silence. They're all alternatives to ED, and that you do not have to be alone. We're here to help you out. We have a great community of men supporting one another. That's our Modern Man Club. So check it out at noedman.com. And having said that, we're here for you. And we want you to know that there are options. I'll see you in the next episode. Okay, modern man, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself is exhausting. But here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your terms. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.